Now to neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Phil Sang of the U.S. Meat Export Federation joining us after this.
Have you heard about the big money that your neighbors are making from their mineral or oil and gas royalties? Do you own mineral or oil and gas royalties in Oklahoma? Ever wonder what your properties are worth? You could be setting on a fortune. To find out how much it's really worth, just go to OklahomaMineralBuyers.com. If you're interested in converting minerals to cash, OklahomaMineralBuyers.com can make you an offer for your valuable property. There's no obligation and it's free. The name says it all. OklahomaMineralBuyers.com.
Coming up Monday, October 1st, don't miss Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale at the Ranch Yukon, Oklahoma. Now it all begins at noon, selling 250 Angus bulls and 250 commercial springbred heifers. For more information, just call them toll free, 800-664-3977, or go online to expressranches.com. It's the Express Ranches Ranchers Bull Sale coming up Monday, October 1st at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma.
It's a real concern for some of the organizations that promote U.S. agricultural products overseas. The possible expiration of the 2008 Farm Bill at the end of the month of September means a possible lapse in the funding for the so-called Market Access Program, or the MAP program. Phil Sang is the president, chief executive officer of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. They're one of the big users of those MAP funds, and they've had a lot of success with them in recent years promoting U.S. pork, beef, and lamb.
The United States is one of the world's major agricultural exporters. Last year, we exported about $141 billion. The current administration has talked about doubling those exports. The key program that the administration has in order to foster this is the MAP program. And this program is designed not only to do promotion, but also its market access program. And so where we have complications in getting into markets, we're able to use these dollars. These dollars are awarded, for example, to the U.S. Meat Export Federation to work in these markets around the world to get us more access, and also then to promote the products when we're in those markets. It's critical to the viability of U.S. agriculture and to the success of agriculture as we go forward.
Phil Sang says one of the secrets of success for the U.S. Meat Export Federation's efforts overseas, the large amount of support that comes from various checkoff programs, producers investing money that's matched by MAP.
The U.S. government has a formula because there's about 80 different organizations that are in competition, if you will, for this funding. Number one in this criteria, of course, is does the industry itself get behind these programs? And so the amount of dollars that we receive from the beef, the pork industry, from all the different nine sectors that we have in the Meat Export Federation really contribute to the award that we receive. They also look to the potential in the market. They look at the ability of the cooperator, which is MEF, to manage those funds. And they also look at the results from past performance. So there is a real criteria for this, but I think the meat industry and the U.S. Meat Export Federation have stood very proud over the years because we've been one of the largest recipients, and we received every year for the last 5 years the highest ranking as far as our marketing programs.
President and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, Phil Sang, worried about the continuity of MAP funding if indeed the 2008 farm law is allowed to lapse here at the end of the month of September. Other groups that are also in that same boat with the USMEF, U.S. Feed Grains Council, U.S. Wheat Associates, also concerned about the ability to make sure they're able to keep programs going that have been very successful in promoting U.S. farm products around the world. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattlemen.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers. We remind you, previous Beef Buzz shows up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Click on the Beef Buzz button on the left-hand side of any page. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.